Cloudy on Monday with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up, and support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to singer-songwriters featuring Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, and Becca Stevens. Oh, it's such an incredible time to be alive. There is so much music available. It's truly astounding. And a lot of new music coming out. In fact, we'll be listening to Paul McCartney's most recent recording. But what I wanted to start the program with today is an album that I just kind of stumbled into that I already had in my collection, but that I had never really listened to. I didn't really understand how beautiful Stevie Wonder's Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. How beautiful it is. What an amazing album. It's a double album. And it was released in 1979. And it's actually a soundtrack for a movie by the same title, Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. It's a documentary directed by Waylon Greene and based on a book by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. And Stevie Wonder, you know, scored all of the music. About half of the album is instrumental tracks. And a lot of it uses synthesizers. And this is 1979, and it's one of the first instances of synthesizers being used in rock and roll and in pop music. About the same time, Ry Cooder also released an album that's also credited with being some of the earliest experiments with synthesizers. So I wanted to play some of this beautiful music by Stevie Wonder. We're going to start with the title track, The Secret Life of Plants. Stevie Wonder.
Most living thing, and yet we take from it without consent our shelter, food, a bill of men. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? Too many give them in return a stone cut drown a burn, as if they're nothing. But if you ask yourself, where would you be without them, you will find. And some believe antennas are the leaves that span beyond our galaxy. They've been, they are, and probably will be who are the mediocrity. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of man. Secret life of plans. Oh, oh,
Stevie Wonder, The Secret Life of Plants. Stevie Wonder recorded the soundtrack to this movie in 1979. And you know, Stevie Wonder is blind, so how is he going to know how to score a film? Well, the film's producer, Michael Braun, sat with him and described each visual image, the frames, in detail. And then the sound engineer would tell Stevie how long the length of a certain passage was going to be. And Stevie Wonder wrote the entire soundtrack for this movie. And he actually composed the lyrics on that Secret Life of Plants. And he seems to be such a deep philosopher. The way he talks about life. This album was released in 1979, and it was the next recording after his Songs in the Key of Life, which is such a landmark album. And his lyrics are truly beautiful. I can't conceive the nucleus of all begins inside a tiny seed, and what we see is insignificant provides the purest air we breathe. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants. That's an incredibly beautiful lyric. The internal rhymes, the reference to the inevitable being, you know, such a beautiful description of God. And Stevie Wonder is a brilliant musician on this particular recording. The guitars were performed by Michael Cimbello, and there was a bass player, Nathan Watts. But all of the other instruments on that track are played by Stevie Wonder. He composed it, he produced it, and he recorded it. So I wanted to play two more songs from the same album. The next song we're going to hear is called Outside My Window. And once again, Stevie Wonder writes the music and the lyrics, singer-songwriter, and plays all of the instruments on this track. All of the instruments on this track. It's called Outside My Window. My love lives outside my window. Clouds burst to give water so her love can grow. Oh, my love smiles to me each morning. Say she'll never leave me, and I know it's so. A love song to plants. And then the next song we'll hear is called Black Orchid. And once again, Stevie Wonder writes the music, plays every single instrument on the track. But the lyrics were written by Yvonne Wright. The song is called Black Orchid. So let's listen to Stevie's song, Outside My Window, Stevie Wonder.
Says you'll never leave.
know within a storm, a new way waiting to be born, in a world with need for change. A touch of love and fear of hate, a rushing wind that's asked to wait for the promises of rain. A pearl of wisdom entrapped by poverty. She gives love with purity, filling minds with hopeful schemes to build worlds enhanced by peace. Draped in sparkling morning dew, expresses life anew from the earth beneath her feet. She is a flower that grows lovability. She's femininity. Psycho ends. Black orchid, black orchid, why are you crying their fears when the true reflection of you that they see is love besieged by years? She has touched the farthest star. Beauty speaks of what we are, and our freedom makes us free. Our now is in eternity, infinite to all that see, and her dreams have been achieved. Now there is a sound of laughter. Nature sings out her name for the world to know her fame. Black orchid, black orchid, why did they criticize when they knew your love could cast its spell and consecrate their eyes? Black orchid, black orchid, special place. When you know in every heart that beats, you hold a special place.
Stevie Wonder, from his album The Secret Life of Plants, released on Tamla in 1979. Outside My Window and Black Orchid. You know, Stevie Wonder played every instrument on those two recordings. What an amazing man. He's currently 68 years old. He was born on May 13th in 1950 in Michigan, and he calls Detroit his home now. And, you know, he's such an amazing public figure, and he has so much love and such a positive statement on everything. He's truly a miraculous composer. And it's interesting because the United Nations named him as one of the United Nations Messengers of Peace in 2009. I mean, he's got all kinds of recognitions, but that one really speaks to me. During his career, he sold over 100 million records worldwide, one of the top best-selling musical artists of our day. And it's interesting because he has 9 children. He's a Baptist. He's been married 3 times. In fact, he just got married in 1917. Let's see the name of his wife. He's got married, just got married last year, and her name is Tomika Bracey. Stevie Wonder has influenced so many people. It was really moving to hear his live performance at Aretha Franklin's recent memorial service. And so many people have covered his songs and been inspired by his music. But I wanted to introduce you to a singer-songwriter named Becca Stevens. And she covered one of Stevie Wonder's most famous songs. It was the song that he sang at Aretha's funeral. And it's called As. I'll be loving you always. So there's something very... Becca Stevens does such an incredible delivery on this song. She's a musician born on June 14th in 1984. She's 34 years old. She's from Winston-Salem, mid-Atlantic seaboard here in the United States. She released an album called Regina in 2017, at the end of 2017, and it includes this incredible cover of Stevie Wonder's As. This is Becca Stevens.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving. And the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always.
As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. And just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you. Kindness knows no shame through all your joy and pain, that I'll be loving you.
As today I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I know deep in my mind the love I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you.
Up and fly away.
Always.
Until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4.
Always.
Until the day that is the day that I'm no more.
Always. Until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky. Until the ocean covers every mountain high. Until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea. Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. Always.
Well, that's Stevie Wonder's song. That recording is by Becca Stevens. That's a duet with a young man, Jacob Collier. And Becca is playing ukulele on that song. She's a wonderful songwriter. I want to play some more music by Becca Stevens for you. She grew up in North Carolina. She went to the North Carolina School of the Arts, where she studied classical guitar. And after that, she comes to New York City to the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music, and she got a degree from the New School in vocal jazz and composition. She's worked with an amazing jazz ensemble called Snarky Puppy. But she released an album in 2017 called Regina. And almost all of the songs on this album, except for that one that we just heard, the cover of the Stevie Wonder song, she writes and performs as an amazing singer-songwriter. 12 tracks on the album called Regina, all of them inspired in some way by a queen. Regina is a royal, the royal name, the regal name for a king, except as a woman, it's Regina. And I wanted to play the title track called Regina, and it's an interesting story. It's an interpretation of how a woman kind of loses her way, starts out in one path, and then kind of gets lost on the path of life. It's a beautiful song, and once again, it features her amazing ukulele playing. What a virtuoso. And after that, we'll hear another track from the same album called Lean On, and this features Becca Stevens on electric guitar. So the next song is the title track, Becca Stevens, Regina.
Carved a heart in a dogwood tree, found a song in everything. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Barefoot dancing in the pouring rain. Whoa, 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 whoa. Regina, won't you come back home? Done her daddy proud, made her mama shine. Found beauty in the night through a child's eyes. Lit up life like a firefly. Never knowing that that fire could die. Oh no, no. Regina, won't you come back home? Stop. find your head sick and writhing like a broken dancer. Grab a hold of, I can hold us. Don't stay lonely, bring it to me. Now you've fallen in the black well, slipping farther. Easing from treading water. Grab a hold of, I can hold us till the road dries. Hold on tight now. If you trip, lean on. Little love you can lean on. If you're tripping, lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on. If you trip, lean on. Little love you can lean on. If you're tripping, lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on. Are you scared for tomorrow? Finger, if you take it, grab a hold, love, I can hold us through the undertow. Don't let go now. If you trip, lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on. If you trip, lean on. Little love you can lean on. If you're tripping, lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on. If you trip, lean on. Little love you can lean on. If you're tripping, lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on.
That's Becca Stevens from the album Regina, released in 2017. So she writes the music, she performs all the songs. What a great singer-songwriter. And she talks about a lot of different sources for the things that inspired each of the songs. And we're about to hear a song called Well Loved. And I think this is fascinating. It's an incredible song. And when I discovered what inspired the lyrics, it just changed the way I heard the music. There was a book written in Japan. It was completed in the year 1002. It's known in English as the Pillow Book, Makura no Soshi. And it was written by a woman named Sai Shonagon. She was a lady in the court of the empress, the consort to the empress consort Taishi, and she was in the court in the late 990s through early 1000s, and this was like a private book, it was, she was not really allowed to express her opinions. She was a very, had a very low standing position in the court. But she wrote this book where she would keep all of her inner feelings and observations recorded. But during her lifetime, it was brought out into the public while she was still alive. She left some of it on a cushion. I guess she left it on a pillow, which she had put out for a visiting guest. And this person took it, and she begged them, please, please, give it back to me. But it got distributed, and now it's actually a part of, you know, of the literary history. It was translated into English in 1889, and it's part of the literary canon. So that's the source of the text for Becca Stevens' song, Well Loved. This is Becca Stevens from the album Regina.
Boy, yeah.
That song is called Well Loved by Becca Stevens from her album Regina. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So I mentioned earlier we'd be listening to some of Paul McCartney's Egypt Station. His most recent recording, his last recording of original music was released in 2013, so it's been about 5 years. And you know, Paul McCartney, he could rest on his laurels, but no. This new album is truly a remarkable work of art. It's got 16 tracks on it. It's got a very interesting piece of art. The CD and the vinyl include all the lyrics. And when you buy the CD, it's not like just you open it up and it's got two, you know, cover and it's like 4 or 5 panels long, and it features an original painting that Paul McCartney did back in 1988. The name of the painting is Egypt Station. And it's a concept album. He was recently on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, and he was talking about the idea that so many people do albums now where every single track on the album is going to be a single and they're all hits. But this is a concept album where the songs flow from one to another. Each one has got a truly unique nature. And it's a song, it's music for its own sake, is how I would describe it. He recorded this album in Los Angeles and London and Sussex, you know, where you would kind of expect him to record. But he went down to Brazil, and he recorded the song called Back in Brazil in Sao Paulo. So, and I love this track. It's really got this incredible, you know, Brazilian feel to it. So let's listen to Paul McCartney's from Egypt Station. This is called Back in Brazil, Paul McCartney.
Back in Brazil, there lives a girl. Dreams of the future and a far, far better world. Back in Brazil, she meets a man. He's tall and handsome, and he fits in with her plan. Bright lights ahead, music and fun. Nights are for dancing, for the sun. All kinds of weather will surely come and go, but they're together, and together they will steal the show.
Japan!
Paul McCartney, Egypt Station. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music this afternoon. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 79 degrees. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. Support comes